again, I'll use the term discrediting. It's about discrediting the community of researchers, especially Christian researchers, who for years have been very interested in the possibility of a secret space program, in the possibility of bases on Mars, bases on the Moon. Obviously, in the possibility, and I shouldn't say possibility, I should say the surety of the UFO phenomenon, of the alien phenomenon. And so if you can get people to subscribe to Flat Earth, much of that is immediately no longer relevant to you. So it becomes neutralized. That information, that kind of investigation becomes neutralized in the minds of the masses. And that's one end of it. But then they would very much like to label anyone who doesn't believe, who doesn't believe that NASA is telling the truth, or who questions whether or not we've already been involved in projects on Mars. Anybody who talks about stargates or jump rooms, anybody who deals with the UFO phenomenon, they would love to label us all collectively as flat earthers. There's no better term. There's no better term that signifies ignorance. There's no better term with which to demonize masses of people that you want to portray as being ignorant, Neanderthalic idiots than to label them as flat earthers. Because everybody knows about the flat earth controversy that happened centuries ago. And even Obama uses the term to take a shot at people who he views as being outmoded and ignorant. So we can already see that it is a term that, for lack of a better term, our enemies would love to use against us, to shut us up, to discredit us, to distract us, to get us to discredit and to discount all of the investigation that has accumulated over the years concerning the secret space program, concerning ufology, the alien agenda, concerning even such topics as Nibiru, Planet X, all of these issues that have become very popular on the internet and that many people have done research into, because of the advent of YouTube. Let's just say, let's use NASA for example. NASA, not just NASA, but certainly NASA, are concerned that they can no longer control the possibility that real content concerning UFOs, concerning aliens, concerning all kinds of things is going to show up on the internet. And it does. Let me say that, as a matter of fact, it does. There are plenty of videos on YouTube and all over the internet that depict real phenomena, real UFOs. In some cases, I think there's probably pictures of real aliens on the internet. But you'll never know what they are. You'll never know which ones are real because of all of the fake ones that are thrown into the mix. So the MO used to be back in the 90s, the 80s and 90s, if you read the works of, for example, Carla Turner and others who were early on exploring and investigating alien abductions and the UFO phenomenon, if you read their books, you'll find out that a lot of ufologists, early ufologists, were disappearing and dying under mysterious circumstances. That early on, a lot of ufologists were getting visits. And I shouldn't say ufologists, I should say a lot of people who were having encounters, who were seeing things or who were being abducted were being followed up by subsequent visits from what were referred to and are to this day the Men in Black, which is a real, very real phenomenon. these soulless individuals, or what appeared to be soulless, non-human, but human-like individuals who approach people who are used to threaten them to shut up. And that was the MO back in the 80s and 90s. It no longer appears to be that way, except in extreme circumstances. And there's a very logical reason why they've changed their tactics. Their tactic being, of course, disappearing and killing people or intimidating people back in the early days of ufology. Now, it is much easier to discredit you than to kill you. It's much easier if you upload a video on YouTube that depicts a very credible UFO sighting. It's much easier to attack your video with trolls and to put up debunking videos and to besmirch your name on the internet and to put up a bunch of videos associated with your video that are fake. Yeah, infinitely easier and less risky, obviously, than killing somebody or framing somebody or something of that nature. The internet is an amazing tool for accruing knowledge, but it's also an amazing tool and an effective tool for besmirching somebody's reputation or destroying somebody's research, or discrediting somebody's content. It's a very easy thing to do, and that's what's being done at this point. So people ask, why is this person still alive if their research is so important, or if this information is so dangerous, why is the person still alive? You know, this is a question that's asked all the time of many of the researchers in the field that are talking about, both believing and non-believing researchers that are talking about the UFO phenomenon and aliens and giants and the Illuminati and so forth. And the answer is, of course, very simple. And it is because it is infinitely easier to discredit them than to kill them. And much more effective, because if you kill somebody, then you validate their research. You kill somebody, then suddenly people take interest in their books and in their videos or whatever they're doing or whatever they did. Like, for example, Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin, most people know who he was, but the Jesuit priest, a very high-ranking Jesuit priest, who, of course, came clean about the activities of the Jesuits and about the satanic nature of the Vatican in many respects, and died in a very mysterious way. And after he died, basically the way he died validated in a lot of people's minds his research, his books. He put most of his information into a fictional narrative, but because he had to. But there's no question in my mind that Malachi Martin was killed, and that's just one example. They killed him, and then he became sort of a very interesting and important figure in the conspiracy circles concerning the Vatican. Insert into public view on the internet. Insert into the circles of people who are interested in the research topics. A psyop, such as perhaps a flat Earth psyop or something like that. So there are many tools at their disposal, and murder is probably at the bottom of their list at this point.